Okay, so let's have a look at 1.5 and the keywords for savings. So a couple of keywords that you need to know for 1.5 for savings. So what are savings? So number one, savings. This is the part of income that we choose not to spend. It's also known as deferred income, as you put the money aside to spend it sometime in the future. So there's generally low risk to it. Number two, investing. So this is putting money aside to try to get a return on it in the future. There's a greater risk at this. So if you save money, it's going to be low risk. If you invest money, there's going to be risk of you losing that money that you've invested. Liquidity, then number three, this means how quickly you can get your money when you need it. So if you're saving money, how quickly can you get it? If you're investing money, how quickly can you get the money back from your investment? Number four, a savings account. So this type of account will give you a dividend at the end of the year. You can put money into this account at any time. So you put money aside and you earn interest on it as part of your savings account. Number five, your dividend. So this is a payment to shareholders. The amount received depends on the number of shares you have. So the more shares you have, the more dividend you will receive. And the business will pay you that dividend from the profits. So it also depends on how much of a profit the company makes as well. And the sixth one then, a deposit account. So this is a competitive rate of interest offered on this type of account, but they're subject to dirt. So you put money on deposit. It's kind of a little bit like your savings account. You earn interest on it, but on the interest that you earn, you're going to repay back your dirt. So six key terms that you need to know for 1.5 strand and the savings element. So savings, investing, liquidity, savings account, dividend, and deposit account.